Well, we do have a number of correct answers to our trivia question. What is the official neckwear of Arizona? If you have your Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar, it's in there because it was in this month, August 13th, 1971, when Richard Williams was governor, that Arizona became the first state to designate the bolo tie as its official neckwear. So we've still got to reference the text numbers with our database and make sure it's not a repeat winner within the last 12 months, and then we'll then draw for our winner after that. So now you know. Let's get to our last pool questions as we let's see. Let's do maintenance questions because we are talking pool building next week with Above and Beyond Pools out of Gilbert, Arizona. So the pool building questions we will hold for next week. Let's get to maintenance. Jim in Goodyear, pool so dirty you can't get it clean.
No, I can't. These storms out here, I got a giant field where they're getting ready to build houses. And these last couple of storms, I only got a 12,000-gallon PebbleTec pool. But I took my filters off yesterday. I pulled about five different times in a matter of 2 hours, and it's really a pain in the butt because you got to unscrew them. And I've got to ask you a question about these filters, too. They're about 2 foot wide. They're about 3 foot deep, and they go around like flaps. They're all tied into one?
Oh, it's a DE.
It's a DE filter, yeah.
That's a DE filter?
Those are
that's
great.
A DE filter. Is your water dirty or is it like green algae dirty? Clarity.
It's dirt. It's dirt on
it's
the floor,
just straight up dirt.
It. By the time I vacuum it, 5 minutes later, it's coming back into the pool out the inlet.
You have a hole in the cartridge.
Yeah,
the grids.
Have you inspected the grids? And once you clean them out and put it back together, you should be putting the correct amount of diatomaceous earth back in it to coat the grids, and you shouldn't, because a DE filter will take a lot of dirt. But if it's coming, passing back through, are we putting the DE back in?
I'm spraying them out. I'm getting them really, really clean.
Right.
But within 5 minutes, it's coming right back out the outlets of the pool.
Right.
Are you recharging the filter with DE?
No, I don't know what you mean by that.
That's a no.
That's
a no.
All right, Jim, talking through that.
And that's why. So you have a diatomaceous earth filter, DE. So once you put everything back together, you get the pump running, don't start vacuuming anything. You want to get a bag of diatomaceous earth, like a 10-pound bag, and depending on the size of your filter, and you can always use a little more. It's better to use a little more, but it's probably going to take somewhere between 4 and 6 pounds of that bag that you're going to want to put in. That coats that fabric that you're constantly hosing off. Without that diatomaceous earth coating that fabric to catch the dirt, it's going right to the fabric, going right through it, and that's why you're fighting it and fighting it and fighting it. You'll probably see a whole world of difference, and you could probably vacuum the whole pool in one shot if you're putting in the DE. And how you do that, turn the pump on, take the skimmer basket out. You'll see the water flowing in. Just start pouring it in there slowly. And some guys will mix it in the bucket into a slurry mix. You can do that too. Pour it in the skimmer. Give it a minute or two to coat that filter. Then start vacuuming.
It's our mission in life here at Rosie on the House to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Next Saturday, Jim's going to call in here, and he's going to admit to us we were his best friend.
I hope he does.
We just made his pool maintenance about one-tenth the trouble that it's been. So, Jim, there you go. You're just not recharging your filter with the DE. Yep. That's going to be all the difference in the world. Who else can we squeeze in?
Jen, go ahead.
Hi, I have a 20,000-gallon diving pool, and it's PebbleTec. I have a Hayward pool cleaner, but I have some kind of critter living down in the bottom of my pool, many, many critters, I should say, because if you scoop up the bottom of the pool with a net, they cling to the net, but they are also, I've tried killing them with skillet twice,
both skillet.
From the top of the pool and from inside the skimmer basket. And I've done shock. I've gone back and forth to the pool place. I've had pool people look at it. No one can kill it except they tell me that they bite.
I live alone.
I haven't been in the pool in a year and a half, so I'm looking for some kind of help. I've been told to call ASU or the county, Maricopa County.
And that would almost be it because my brother-in-law has the same pool. He's got horse property right there. and he has those same bugs, and they do bite. Now, they keep their chlorine constantly at like a 6 to a 10, which is way higher than normal, so it'd be like shocking it every day. And they use that same skillet product that you mentioned, and that usually gets rid of them, but it's a constant fight with them. So if you're looking for a lot, it's always going to be a constant fight, unfortunately, if you're getting those. So
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, they're the little water bugs, and they pinch. It hurts. It's irritating. It's great.
All right. Let's see. Patricia, real quick.
Good morning. My question is, at one time we had a saltwater pool or saltwater, equipment. And then for some reason, I think it went out, but we're told that we still have a saltwater pool, but the pool service wants to put chlorine in and says we have to have chlorine tablets all the time. And I'm not, in favor of the chlorine. So my question is, if you have a true saltwater pool, do you have to use chlorine?
A true saltwater pool is actually chlorine. It just is a chlorine generator at your site. It makes sodium hypochlorite. So the tablets maintain the chlorine that the salt generator is making, but it's funny. People will call and say, I'm allergic to chlorine, so I want to put a salt system in. Well, they're still going to be – it's making chlorine.
Different form it's being administered, but it's still chlorine. So and most people have salt water because it's in the tap. They just don't even know it. So.
Real last question. Pam, filter and pump have no pressure. What could be the problem? Who knows?
Question. Call a pool professional. There you go.
All right. Hey, we're at pools. Gentlemen, thank you for being here with us.
You're
this
welcome.
Saturday.
Thank
next
you.
Saturday, Above and Beyond Pools will be here. Actually, we're going to have a dual guest, depending on what market you're listening in. Well, Southern Arizona will actually be talking pool covers here at Rosie on the House.